Let's get the news in detail from Karen Creed.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning. Two young men have died in a single vehicle road crash in County Carlow overnight. The driver and male passenger, both aged in their 20s, were pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people were injured. Peter Ferris reports.
Gorthy and emergency services are at the scene of the fatal crash that happened on the N80 near Rathoe in County Carlow at around 1:15 this morning. Gorthy said one vehicle was involved and two men, each in their 20s, the driver and a passenger, died at the scene. Two other passengers in the car, a woman and a man, also in their 20s, were taken to hospital in Kilkenny with serious, although non-life-threatening, injuries. Gorthy believed the vehicle was travelling from Mount Leinster to Carlow town via Fena. The road remains closed for a forensic crash investigation and Gorthy have appealed for witnesses.
In the United States, there are reports that the air traffic control tower at Washington's Reagan National Airport may have been understaffed at the time of Wednesday's mid-air collision involving a passenger jet and an army helicopter that killed 67 people. The Washington Post and the New York Times both describe a government report stating that one person was controlling both helicopter and passenger jet air traffic at the time of the accident. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan reports.
Both newspapers say a government report states that staffing levels in the control tower were not normal on Wednesday night, with an average of 100 helicopter flights passing the airport daily and some 388 passenger jet takeoffs and landings a day. There are separate controllers for helicopters and jets using the Central Washington Airport. But on Wednesday, the reports say one of the controllers finished early, leaving just one person to handle both types of traffic. The US Air Traffic Controllers Trade Union has long claimed there's a chronic staff shortage across the United States, resulting in controllers working longer hours and up to 6 days a week at busy times. And it's emerged that another plane belonging to Republic Airlines aborted its landing approach to Reagan National Airport on Tuesday because the pilot had seen a helicopter move into its airspace. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Dáil Reform Committee examining speaking rights for independent TDs who support the government will meet again this morning amid deepening tensions over the issue. A meeting lasting 5.5 hours concluded last night without any agreement on whether Michael Lowry, Danny Healy-Ray and other independents supporting the government should be given opposition privileges in the Dáil. Mary Regan of our political staff.
It was the row that abruptly ended Dáil business, delayed the election of Taoiseach and put the Ceann Comhairle at the centre of a political storm. But more than a week on and they're back to square one. After a meeting lasting almost 6 hours, the Committee on Dáil Reform, which was set up to end the impasse, failed to find any resolution. The government had proposed what it said was a compromise to allow the technical group, which includes Michael Lowry, Danny Healy-Ray and other independents who are part of agreeing the programme for government, to proceed. With a change to the Dáil rules to extend the time for leaders' questions and ministers' questions so that they would not be eating into opposition speaking time. But last night, the opposition party said this was trying it on. Speaking after the meeting, Labour's Duncan Smith said he was left frustrated and disturbed that the government had not accepted the principle that there is one government and one opposition. Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snodhig said what the government offered was not a compromise and that the bigger parties were beholden to Michael Lowry. The issue will be discussed again at an informal meeting of the committee this morning, aimed at easing the heightened tensions. The opposition says a compromise will have to be made and it will have to come from the government side.
A ban on XL bully dogs comes into force tomorrow, meaning it will be illegal to keep one unless the owner has a certificate of exemption. The cert, which is issued by local authorities, means that the dog can be kept by the owner until the natural end of the dog's life. The new rules were first announced last year following a spate of dog attacks. There are hopes that human remains found at the site of an ancient church in Belgium could be those of Irish war hero Patrick Sarsfield. Sarsfield is best known for his defence of Limerick against the forces of William of Orange in 1690 in an event known as the Siege of Limerick. Excavation work began on the site in December 2023. However, it was just this past week that a breakthrough was made in the cellar area of the old building. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Any frost patches will clear this morning to leave a mostly dry day with sunny spells. It will turn cloudier in the west towards the evening with drizzle and mist moving into some Atlantic coastal areas. Highest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees.